With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hello and welcome to Footballer Season 2, Episode 46. This week, Paul is back and I'm joined also by Mets, and we discuss Serie A Team of the Season, MLS, rest of the world, and we generally just wrap up Team of the Season for 2022. We're going to give you our thoughts on the best and the worst of this promo. We also answered questions and did hot takes from the Discord. If you're not from the Discord and you want to be part of the Discord, simply click the link in the show notes. If you want to stay up to date with all this new content, you can visit our friends at FIFAUteam.com or simply click the link in the show notes. Let's get into the show. Welcome back to Footballers. Paul is back this week. Paul, we missed you last week. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I've just about dried out from my camping trip. But yeah, I'm glad to be back.
How many days were you camping?
Only three. That's about the maximum when you take a five-year-old camping, I think. I think 3 days is anything more than that, and you're pushing on.
What'd you guys eat when you were camping?
We had a barbecue one day, went out for fish and chips, lots of bacon.
Who doesn't love bacon?
And then some more bacon. But yeah, mostly bacon.
Fuck yeah. Matt, you like bacon?
Absolutely. I'd totally go camping with Paul if that's the menu. I could eat bacon and fish and chips every day. No problem.
Well, how's FIFA been for you, Matt? You've been playing some Serie A Weekend League?
Yes, I'm sure everyone's been looking forward to hearing whether Serie A delivered for me. Yeah, I played the full complement of Weekend League games. I had the most horrendous start. But before I get into the details, probably should start off the people who didn't catch it in Discord, the massive pack luck I had right at the beginning on Friday evening. So the first two packs that I opened, I got a Cuadrado. And then in the second pack, I got Rafael Leao and Tonali? Yeah, that guy, you know, the new Pirlo, for lack of a better word. And a couple of other, like, scummy lower league team in the season cards. So that was all off to a great start. I then opened another 30 packs and got nothing, but you can't complain when you get pack a 4 million coin player, right?
So you can't complain. You just, people don't want to hear it.
Yeah, I'm not going to complain. So proceeded to play Weekend League with a lot of optimism and basically tried to drop those cards into my existing team, the existing tactics, all that good stuff. Just didn't work. I went 1-7 my opening Weekend League salvo. It was horrible. So that was evening number one on Saturday night. I was fuming. Like, you know when you've had like a really bad session and you've got overly angry and it like carries on way after you've put your pad down, you're getting veins on the side of your head. You're just like emotionally angry because everything that you'd set your stall out for weeks hadn't gone right. So I was absolutely pissed the fuck off. But at that point, I hadn't spent any coins. So I still have 4 million coins sitting there doing nothing. I was like, okay, I need to obviously go a little bit further than what I had packed. I added Dybala into the mix, about 2.4 million. Changed the system a little bit. I played someone who was very effective against me, which isn't necessarily saying much, but he was playing 4-1, 2-1-2, narrow. And I think narrow works very well at the stage of the game we're in because you don't get much value going down the wings at the moment because everyone's fullbacks are so OP. So I like the idea of basically putting all your pace and all your power through the middle. And between having Dybala and making that tactical adjustment, went on a much better run of results on Sunday. and basically got myself up to level rank 5 with one game left. So really managed to turn it around, really earned that ranking, although I had higher aspirations than that at the beginning. But I've sold the Balaron now purely because I knew he was going to price drop after weekend league, but I would absolutely go back to him. It's a fantastic card. We'll go into more detail about it perhaps later on when we're talking about Serie A team of the season cards. But I've been playing Rivals since then. Same system. I'm trying a few other cards like Immobile, who's unreal, absolutely brilliant. And I've just added Koulibaly at the back. My team is fantastic. I'm close to qualifying for Elite Division. So I went from the absolute lowest depths of pain to, you know, a decent high point in a matter of a couple of days. I think it's having the realization when something isn't going to work and knowing that you have to change it up is a big thing. So that was my weekend anyway.
Yeah, I felt that same way. I think it was FIFA 20 is when I kind of turned the corner on that whole veins bulging out of my head, raging to the point to where it was like affecting my personal life outside of FIFA. And I'm really this year, I really started to not give a shit about the results. And it just gets much easier to accept when you just can slag it off, you know, water off a duck's back. It's just, I was talking to one of our sponsors, Maurice Taschenmacher, and he was saying the same thing. You know, people just sometimes take this game way too seriously and it can affect you mentally. But that's kind of why I've been on the little slide that I've been on, just not playing a whole lot, just really, really casual, hopping on, playing a few here and there, just staying in touch with the game. Paul, you've been camping, been on vacation a little bit. Have you played any recently?
Yeah, I played this week and I came back on Friday, so I've played this weekend. Okay. But just to touch on what Matt was saying, there's nothing worse than that. Well, there is things worse than that. But when it comes to the game, there's nothing worse than thinking, right, I'm going to do this, I'm going to get this player, I'm going to get that player, I'm going to build this team, I'm going to do that. And then you jump on and that happens and it all just goes for a shit. And it's not so much the losses. It's the time and effort you've put into planning all this for it all just to go for a shit. Yeah, it's so frustrating. But I sort of had the opposite this week, and I started really well. Went like 8-2. Things were great. Gameplay were brilliant. And then I switched on Saturday. And it just felt shit, playing people from Germany and France and all over the place. And I think I went from 8-2 to 9-6, I think. So, yeah, no ideal. But we finished all right. Got a couple of okay reds, got Milinkovic-Savic and Cuadrado. So
good reds.
I'll take that.
That's decent.
But yeah, it went from being loads of fun, really crisp gameplay, to just being playing in mud. But, you know, that's the game. I came off on Saturday saying, why the fuck do we do this to ourselves? Like, get so invested and get so frustrated by just the bad gameplay. And I say this all the time, I don't often get bad gameplay, but it seems to be, you hit a certain elo on a weekend and
it's coming.
You start getting matched further afield and it just seems to mess things up a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's going to always be an issue as long as they put skill rating above quality of gameplay. Hopefully they can figure that out in the future. Maybe once they make it cross console, we can have another player pool to match up with. But before we get into the breakdown of the latest Team of the Season teams, I want to mention that the Twitch Prime Pack was just announced literally like 30 minutes ago. So if you haven't claimed it by now, go ahead and claim it. And I'm opening mine right now while we record. And I got a lone Prime Seedorf, 2-player picks. We got a Team of the Season Bravo and 1-player pick. It's good. And we got an error for the second player pick. So there you go. We didn't get a player in the second one, but hey,
well, there's that. You got an error.
Yeah, it says error and it went away. I don't know. Let me refresh it.
You've been ripped off.
We'll get back to it.
It's only taking him a month to get this back out, you know.
This is a visual glitch only. Don't worry about it. Serie A, let's get into it. Matt, you want to lead us off? What is the highs and lows of Serie A team of the season for you as far as the content?
So I'll start with the lows. So the big disappointment for me was Milinkovic-Savic, and I distinctly remember saying in the Discord on Friday night, I can't believe how cheap that card is. I was expecting it to be millions. Given, I can't remember which promo, was it signature signings or something like that in the midway point of the season where he got a really juiced card and it was super OP and popular. I was expecting to have that kind of impact. And they just haven't juiced him enough. I mean, it's good, but it's not great. The one thing it does have is, you know, good physical presence and five-star weak foot, which is very welcome. But compared to some of the other midfielders you can get for even cheaper than that card is, which is sub 100k now, it's not cutting the mustard. It's hard to link. So he was part of the problem I had at the beginning of weekend league. So moved him on. I've used Berardi, who I got as a red pick. He's got the Messis about him, but a lot quicker. 99 agility and balance, all the good stuff. Wicked long-range finesse shots on the left foot. He's 6 foot, though, so you know, he's not as smooth and nippy as a Messi would be, but it's a good card for the price, something a little bit different. But I think the big shout-out for me would go to Immobile, who is a proper striker at half a mil, super fast, super deadly, and five-star weak foot, which is going to get you so many more goals and clutch situations at this stage of the game. I can't emphasise enough how important having five-star weak foot is, considering everyone's got really good defences now, and a lot of the gameplay orientates about making short passes in and around the box, just trying to find that half yard to squeeze a shot off, and you need to be able to do it on either foot because you don't know necessarily which way they're going to block. And if you can't do it on the wrong foot, you're just losing probably 50% of goals you might otherwise score. So Immobile has been the big hit for me. One thing I did try after weekend league is I did a little bit of an Italian themed team with some of these Serie A players and added Balotelli to the mix. Now, he's a lot of fun. I'm not saying he's like always elite, he's meta or anything like that, but if you like a good target man to link up the play, he is it. Very good fun, not terribly expensive, just very hard to link. You can't perfect link him to anybody unless you've got Italian icons, unfortunately, but having a lot of fun with that one. But I would say Immobile is 100% legit. I did pat that Rafael Leao, didn't get on with it. To me, if you didn't find that Cristiano Ronaldo towards the start of the game was the guy for you because he was a little bit stiffer than he's been in previous iterations, that's where Leao is. He's five-star skills, he's big and powerful, but he's not quick off the mark. He doesn't have that super burst of acceleration. And if you are playing in and around the box, maybe it's not so useful to you because you'll never get him running at full pelt to get that advantage of 99 pace. But Immobile, he's the real deal. As far as I'm concerned, I'm very, very happy with that card.
Yeah, you mentioned stiff players, so, and that's not an innuendo, Paul, so don't get excited. SMS, Milinkovic-Savic, that card and the stats that he has, you would think he would be just super, super meta in the midfield, and he's just not. He's priced at fodder currently at 80K on PlayStation. I think it's the whole tall, kind of slow to turn, slow to react build that he has, and that just doesn't fit with the game. You really see it more pronounced now than ever with the quickness of the game. Paul, do you agree or disagree with that? And what cards were you using from Serie A the most and had the most success?
I think when it comes to Milinkovic-Savic, I think it's probably more to do with the fact that he's hard to link. Everybody's got, you know, there's not many people really run Serie A teams, and he's a difficult nation to link. So I think that's what hurts him a lot. Because you look at his card, it looks really good in the midfield. I thought his defending would have been a little bit higher, but his short and long passing are maxed out. And I've used him a little bit in the Serie A Cup. And yeah, he were really, really good. But I heard a lot of people saying last week that Serie A was the best of the team of the seasons. And, you know, I don't know if I could necessarily argue with that. I think there's some amazing players in there. You look at Dybala, Theo, Koulibaly's one that I really want to use because I used his player of the month for a long time earlier on in the game, and he were brilliant. Cuadrado, I'd have loved it if they'd upgraded his weak foot a little bit. I have used Immobile and I've used Berardi, both in the Team of the Season Cup. I just thought I'm going to do most of the Team of the Serie A Cup all week, so I thought I'll just buy a couple of cards to put in the team, and I use them both, and they're both very, very good. Immobile, I liked him, but he's not necessarily my type of strike, and he just felt a bit heavy at times. Berardi, I've been playing him out wide, and he feels really, really good on the ball, really clean, really crisp, which, you know, I didn't realise he was 6 foot, actually, Matt, so that's... That surprised me because he doesn't feel that on, you know, when you play with him. But Theo really is the one that I want, and Dybala. I'm going to do a lot of upgrades this week, trying to get them. I did a lot of upgrades last week, trying to pack some of those league on cards and packed lots of the fodder, but none of the big boys. But yeah, I can't really argue that this Serie A team of the season is not the one. You know, I think it's really, really strong. But links are its issue to most of the cards that people have already got.
Yeah, I would agree on Serie A being the most enjoyable team of the season, highest rated cards, most usable cards. It'd be close though. La Liga was very good as well, and. I mean, Ligue 1 was very good too, but I think it's fair to say, and we were going to get into this on our next segment, but ranking the top five leagues for team of the season, I think it's fair to say that the Premier League is number five as the worst team of the season from the top five. That's just me. I don't know how you guys think about it, but I would put it Serie A, La Liga, Ligue 1, Bundesliga, and then Premier League. Matt, how would you rank them?
Very similar. I would say Premier League is the bottom of the big five. The forwards in Premier League are fantastic. I think the rest of the team is already sort of falling behind now, given what's come out in the last month since then. Next, I would go Bundesliga. I think Bundesliga has a defence that can be used now. There was lots of good centre-backs that came out in that league, and they would still form a solid part of anyone's first-choice team. But the rest of the team, perhaps not so much, unless you're lucky enough to have Nkunku or Bellingham. Then La Liga, then Ligue 1, then Serie A. For me personally.
Paul?
Yeah, I agree with you guys. We're both you guys, really. I think, I think Premier League's probably bottom, then Bundesliga, Ligue 1. La Liga, Ligue 1, and probably... Yeah, I think this... overall, I think this Serie A is top of the tree. But I haven't used a lot of these cards yet.
But it's interesting that the swaps that they did for Team of the Season, the least amount required is for Serie A, yet it's the best team that they put out. But Serie A always seems to be the least popular league in foot, and they have the most effective cards, especially on the defensive side. I've said this before. So if you don't have a lot of coins and you want to make a really strong team, definitely look at Serie A because there's a lot of value here, in my opinion. I don't know what Paul would say about that.
Yeah, I think these cards are really cheap for what they are. I think if you put a French badge on some of these cards, they're ridiculously expensive. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's great value. And I think that's the thing with this team of the season. For probably 500k, you can build a team that's competitive in weekend league. It's insane, and I like it.
I think it's been designed on purpose to allow people cropping into the game just for Team of the Season to actually get involved and be able to put up a fight against established clubs. I think it went on to whatever the PlayStation loyalty scheme is. I can't remember what it's called now, PlayStation Plus or whatever it is. So you can get FIFA for free for the last month or so. And they just made it super easy to get loads of packs. Even if you're playing with one of the sort of outside of the main five leagues team of the season cards, there's still a lot of good, capable players in there. I think, is it Undav who plays in the Belgian league that everyone's been going mad about? German striker who was selling for a shitload of coin. And then this weekend they put Hani Mukhtar into the MLS team of the season. That card looks absolutely absurd. Like, 5-star weak foot, 4-star skills, super fast, super high shooting stats. That could get into any team. Yep. So it doesn't matter which league you're going for, you can build all sorts of good stuff. And it probably pays to mix them up if you can be creative in your squad building. Don't just go for one league like I did this weekend and suffered for it a little bit. By mixing it up, I've made a much stronger team, and there is value to be had in some of these off leagues as well.
Yeah, and you mentioned MLS. I wanted to talk about MLS team of the season because last week I said it was going to slap. And if you look at this team of the season, it's like you said, Mukhtar, they have that Carlos Gil, Joao Paulo. There's some really good cards, especially the center back cards in MLS. Lots of pace, great stats all around, and super cheap. So again, if you're low on coins, look at these off leagues, especially rest of the world, MLS. And we did get this SBC for... We talked about it in the Discord. Thomas Holes. And I don't think his parents liked him very much because his name is Tom Assholes. And we put out a little feeler for somebody in the Discord, whoever could come up with the best, line to use his name in. And Savage P came in with the best one. He said, Christian Fuchs, Harry Bunholes, and Arthur Thiet Seaman. So those are all names from the Foot database. And congratulations, Savage P. You came up with the best Tom Assholes line.
But every hole's a goal.
Yeah, I saw somebody put that one in there as well. So I think they did really good overall on team of the season. The one thing that I think a lot of people are unhappy with, and I've heard a lot of people grumbling about in the Discord, is the pack weight. It seems as if as soon as Premier League was done, the pack weight just went in the fucking shitter, like fast. I mean, I don't know. I haven't been engaging with it since Premier League. You guys tell me, how have you found the pack weight? Mets, you just had some really good pack luck recently, but how was it throughout the whole event?
I didn't pack anything major other than those ones this weekend throughout the whole deal. Unfortunately, I packed lots of very cheap 88 rated type team of the season cards, but in terms of anything that you want to pack, very dry. I found the only time I've packed anything good is when I've used tokens to obtain packs. Then it's paid out. But anything I've saved through gameplay, that kind of thing, has not been rewarding me very well at all.
The tradable stuff hasn't been rewarding to you.
No. I'm not going to go down any conspiracy theories. It is what it is. And in a way, I think it would be worse if everyone was running monster team of the season. It's already bad enough that everyone has an 11 full of team of the season or better at this point. It makes the gameplay suck. So if they all had the best ones, then it would be even worse. But I think we all sort of know from experience now that saving packs for a specific event generally doesn't work. You know, EA will dish out what they want to dish out, and you can't really alter the odds too much on that, unfortunately, unless you're prepared to pay through the nose and open obscene amounts of packs, you're probably not going to get the reward that you're looking for. And I guess that's how they hook us into playing weekend league and the what, because we're guaranteed to get stuff that we might actually use. The same with squad battles at the moment as well. So I think they know what they're doing, but I'm not going to complain too much, to be honest.
Paul?
I can't really complain about pack luck, because during team of the season, I've packed Zidane, Messi, De Bruyne, VVD, Diaz, Edmund Letao, Haaland, Wirtz, and, you know, it goes on. But, disclaimer, I've put a lot of coins into upgrades. I think from the upgrades...
In time.
Yeah, and time. I think the only decent ones I've packed from upgrades have been Edamila Tau. The rest have been like reds. But because I've done upgrades, I've been able to do nearly all the SBCs. So the only, one of the only SBCs I've not done over the last few weeks were that Romero, which I really, really regret because people are absolutely raving about that card. But yeah, and you know, people are always going to complain about pack luck, but you look in the Discord and some of the cards that people have been packing, and you know, it's not a massive pool of people to look at, and people are packing multiple, you know, 1 mil plus cards, and there's not many 1 mil plus cards in the game, really. A lot of these team of the seasons are cheaper, so I think they've got the balance right, if I'm honest.
Yeah, you mentioned that the Discord. If you're not in the Discord, you can do so by clicking the link in the show notes. It's free, so come join us, get involved. But yeah, I was looking over the interaction over the last week and a half, 2 weeks, and it seems like the Team of the Season Pack Pools channel is the most popular channel, right behind General, which is the, you know, basic channel. But that alone just tells you people are packing cards. So if you're just relying on your packs that you get from rewards and upgrades, chances are you're not going to pack a whole lot. But if you're spamming these upgrades night and day through the web app or the companion app or on the game, you're going to pack something eventually. It really is just random, to be honest with you. But Paul, you did mention you wanted to talk about the companion app a little bit.
Oh, it absolutely drives me insane. And these are issues that have been going on for years. And I know the majority of the player base probably don't use the companion app a lot, but it should just work. When you're bidding on cards, you get glitched out all the time. You know, you might wait 20 minutes to bid on a certain card, and you'll be bidding on it, and you'll get this red error that every trader will know. You get this red error that pops up, and you've got to come out of the game and come out of the app and go back in before you can do anything, which in that time, the card that you're wanting to buy has been bought by somebody else 100k cheaper than what it actually costs. But one of the main things recently has been it doesn't show all your cards in your club.
Ugh.
So you'll be going to do an SBC or whatever, and you're searching through your club for fodder. And, you know, you might have some old objective cards or something that you want to use. And they just don't show. And you'll realise, you'll jump on console a couple of days later or whatever, and you'll be like, what is that doing there? That I'd have put that into that SBC, definitely. And you've got 10 cards or so that it just doesn't show. Mm-hmm. And it's just frustrating. Like, you know, you wouldn't think it'd be a difficult fix. I'm not very techie, but you won't think it'd be that hard for a company the size of EA.
It's in the game, Paul.
It's in the game. Sometimes they're not, though. You search for them and they're not in the game. That is my biggest issue.
That's true. It's very true. I've bitched to you about it personally for a long time. Like, you go in to do these upgrade SBCs. You're looking for gold rare cards, and all of a sudden you don't have any gold rare center backs, and you get on console and you've got pages and pages and pages of them. It's super frustrating, especially when you're on the go and you can't always be on the console. I wish they would fix it, but it seems like the companion app's been deteriorating for the last year and a half. It's just been awful. And maybe it's just the amount of people that use it. I don't know, but it needs to be fixed. I hope it gets fixed. Anything else you guys want to touch on before we get into our questions, hot takes, and our hate mail segment? We got some hate mail to read this week.
Oh, showdown cards. These showdown SBCs have been putting out throughout Team of the Season have been so, so good. Like I say, I missed out on that Romero one, but Fabinho were a great card. Karsdorp, he's a good one. The Roma right mid. And they've not been cheap, some of them, but they've been really, really good value, and I really like those. I feel like, oh, he was, yeah. But I feel like we should be getting these every week. They should come, you know, every George, I think it was, said they should come every week with marquee matchups. you know, different ones from off leagues, random leagues, just whatever. Just put something out there every week because they're good fun.
Mm, yeah, be a good idea. Mets, you want to add to that or no?
No, just total agreement. I've had a very good run on showdown cards throughout the year. I got the wrong side of the Thalissimo one, though. I did Emerson instead, and that was pretty shit without an upgrade, unfortunately. But big fan of showdowns as a concept. I've enjoyed the ones that they've put out, of course. I benefited massively when I got Veghorst a few weeks before Team of the Season. That card, definitely the highlight of the year for me. So, if we could have that more often, I would be a very happy man.
A lot of people still use that Veghorst card. All right, questions. First one comes from George Koo. This is a good question. It says, if you could design one promo for Foot, what would it be themed around? I don't know if you guys need some time to think. I'll go real quick. If I could have one, it's not really a specific promo. It's kind of a promo that would run all year long, but all of your standard, your gold cards, your silver cards, your bronze cards, just make them live. Make them kind of track in real time. If they have a good couple of weeks, give them a stat upgrade across the board. And you can kind of move them up and down as the year progresses. So if you have a silver card who has a breakout year, plays 24 games, scores 20 goals, 15 assists, he ends up being a top level gold card by the end of the season. I think that would be really cool to have in the game, and it would get more engagement because people would constantly be logging in to check these, you know, roster updates. But as for promos, I'm not really sure. Paul, we'll let you go first.
I would go down the route of like random league bangers. So like, you know, might be the bottom tier, Bradford City, for example. And they get a card that's usable. That's like, you know, if they were bringing it out now, sort of 90 plus rated, four star at least. And, you know, just throw some of those cards in there, you know, put a few teams out from each league with, you know, and nobody cares. Put 10 cards from each league out with some mad stats and throw them out there. You know, we're getting on towards the back end of the year now. It's something that it wouldn't sell a lot of packs, but definitely, you know, get people involved because people don't always support the big clubs. And if you want to get a card from your club or the league that your club plays in, it's generally got, you know, it's like some of these Team of the Seasons from the off leagues. They've got no weak foot, no skill moves. Just do it. It's not hard, is it? That would be my go-to.
Yeah. I like it. What about you, Matt?
Yeah, I had something a little bit similar to what Paul was just suggesting. And this is something that we used to talk about on Footstock a lot. And it was called the aspiring legend category, or aspiring icon, as it would be called now. So players who, let's say, had really outstanding club careers at a certain level but weren't quite icon status, and they almost bridged the gap with it with hero cards this year, but they weren't plentiful enough by a long shot and perhaps a little bit higher quality than what I'm talking about here. But let's say in the Premier League, for example, you'd have players who had exceptional careers and very good stats, say someone like a Matt Letizier or something like that. Or in Scotland, you would have Lubo Moravcek or Jorg Alberts, if we're talking about the Celtic Rangers divide. Players who massively impactful for their clubs and leagues, but they're not like the elite of the elite. And they could fill in a nice niche, particularly early on to the mid-season cycle, whereby they could be like 83, 84, 85 rated cards. They would be meaningful for that stage of the game. Yes, they'd die off by the sort of second third of the season, but it makes the beginning of the game a little bit more interesting, where you're getting these novelty cards, some of which gamers today wouldn't necessarily be familiar with, or like Paul was saying, supporters of lower ranked clubs would find very interesting and have an association to. I think that would be really cool. And it gives EA an opportunity to sort of open up their database a little bit, especially now they're not going to have the FIFA license. Presumably we're going to lose some leagues. This would give them an opportunity to insert something fresh into the game. I think that would be pretty cool.
Yeah. I like it. Insert something fresh.
Mm. I like that. Get a Chris Waddle. Yeah. Let you see. I'd be all over those.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I don't know who that is. Monday Night Rehab says, why not give the lower league team of the season MLS cards the full God Squad treatment with skill move and weak foot? It's the only time of the year where you can reasonably use a full squad of those players. Cards wouldn't be that expensive because of substitute goods. I want to play with the MLS dudes. It's kind of like what we said earlier. I think it's if you make these cards super, super stacked to where they're better than the other top five leagues, it kind of puts a bad taste in people's mouths who want those top five leagues. And also, you would have that issue that we had in FIFA 18. Everybody would have the same team because they'd be super cheap and affordable, and the game would die very quickly. That's my opinion. But what I would like to see is this time of the year, you could have friendly modes that are league specific, and you could make it to where you would rank people in friendly modes. And you could even do it with the golden goal rule or however they want to do it, mix it up. But you have an MLS Cup, you have La Liga Cup, League Cup, all of these different ones you can compete for and get rewards for. And it would be, you know, attacking based, aggressive gameplay based. And I think it can make it more interesting and kind of mix it up instead of the typical rivals weekend league grind. That's one way you could kind of get more interaction with these cards. I don't know what you think, Paul.
That's a great idea, actually, Hunter. If these cards from your club or your league or whatever that you really want, put them in a mode. People who want those cards will go grind for them. And I do think they should give them a boost. Like, you look at that Mukhtar card, he's one that really, really stands out, and I'm gonna put him in my team. But I don't see why there can't be another four or five cards in that league that are sort of on that level, because people aren't going to go crazy and start using five or six MLS cards in the team. I think that Mukhtar is a really good card, but he's also German. I think if he were some random nation, I don't think he'd be that price. Is that price because people can link him in? I think if they did give these MLS cards mad boosts, they still would not be that popular in people's teams.
Yeah. True. Matt?
What I was thinking is I don't see that there's a need to overly juice them up. At the end of the day, they are supposed to be the sort of second tier of team of the season. They're not supposed to be the elites. But I think they need to find a way to make them more usable, because so many get left by the wayside, and it's in a bit of an empty gesture when you pack some of these cards because of the difficulty of linking them, not necessarily because of how good they are or aren't, as the case may be. What I think they should have done, let's say when they did the English Football League team of the season, which consists of three leagues, they all should have perfect linked to each other because they're so difficult to put into a team. And we were talking in the podcast about how good the Scottish contingent were that came out that week. But you try getting them into a team because they're all orange linked to each other. It's an absolute nightmare. So people who want to use these lower league cards, they should all perfect link to each other. And let's say, as we've seen this weekend with MLS and the Turkish league, all of those cards should perfect link to each other. And then you have a good chance of getting them into a team and having some fun with them. You might pack a few and go, they don't look great and hard to get into a team. But when you can perfect link two or three of them together, that can formulate a nice little corner of your starting 11, and you can actually use them with perfect chemistry. And I think that's what people generally need. You can't slot in Slovenian Turkish league midfielders into any meaningful squad if they don't perfect link to something, unfortunately. That's just not going to happen. So we're losing a lot of value and a little bit of niche sort of novelty by trying out some of these cards, because you just can't get them into a team, unfortunately.
I'm just having a look. That's a really good idea, but I think they should do that. That'd be great if they linked all those cards together so that you could get some chemistry and play about with them a bit. And I've just gone back now and had a look at some of the rest of the world cards. And they are absolutely juiced, some of them. I'm just looking at the Croatian striker, Livaja. And it's an absolutely mad card. 5-star weak foot. His shooting stats are insane. But they just get bypassed. You almost just bypass them because they are so difficult to link. So links is the problem, isn't it, I think.
Yeah. A lot of linkage errors here. But I did see Zwayback was using a full Croatian team, and he was raving about it. So GG's for him.
Yeah, there's some good cheap strikers in the off leagues this year. And I don't know if you saw the one in MLS, Castellanos, Argentine striker. That one looks tasty. And given that there's an SBC for Morales, who's an Argentine CAM, who's 5'2". So the dribbling on that card's going to be off the chain. Even if his stats aren't like the most impressive, he's going to feel really good on the ball. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see some weird concoctions in the next weekend league that comes up. That's going to be fun.
5'2". That's mental. My leg's 5'2".
I've done shits bigger than that guy.
It will be interesting, though. I think a lot of people will do that card just for the novelty factor, just to see what he's like in game. You know, Kante's small and Insigne, but this guy's...
He's got to be the smallest one, surely. Yeah.
How tall is Torreira? He's pretty small too, right? He's
5'5", is he?
We got hot takes to read. We have George starts us off with a hot take. And I think, Mets, you can handle this one. He says that the 3-minute half cup is greater than the FGS cup. What say you?
I like them both. I don't see a need to fight them against each other. Let's have both of them. They're both good fun. They're both novelty. It's a good distraction from the sort of main grind of the week. They've usually been putting out good rewards. So, yeah, if we don't have to choose one or the other, have fun with both of them. They're both great. Really enjoying them.
I like the first goal wins a lot when I score the first goal. If I don't score the first goal, I'm not so keen on it, to be honest. It's a bit shit.
Yeah, fuck that, man. When I don't score it,
it's fucking bad. Yeah. When you get a real feeling of shock when someone scores off the very first attack. It's like, how the fuck did that happen? Yeah. Some guy kicked off against me yesterday, played it out wide to team of the season, Berardi, who sort of got to vaguely towards the edge of my area. He just cut inside, just long range, full power finesse, flew in, was like, game over. I didn't have a chance to interact with the ball once. It was fucking madness.
You
just got to hold your hands up and say, okay, next game.
I went into one the other day and I lost 4 on the bounce. And I think I only touched the ball 3 times in those 4 games. And it was just like, I just stopped playing. And like within 10 minutes, it were all done, less probably. And I was just like, what the fuck happened there? Like it was just done with. But it is, I really like these. I like the 3-minute halves. I like these first goal wins. It's lots of fun. But it does seem like the first goal wins, it does seem a bit kickoff glitchy.
Very, very.
Do you know what I mean? Like it just, some of the shots, some of the movement of players, you just think, oh, that were a bit kickoffy.
I was just reading in the chat before we started recording in the Discord. It says there's a couple of people in there talking about kickoffs. And George is one of them saying, I swear kickoff goals are enhanced. And Pompeo also says in his experience, the team that has the kickoff wins more often than not. Not always the kickoff itself, but they do win. George then posted an update, says 5 Tots Cup games done. No game went beyond 8 minutes. 1-4, lost 1. 3 were decided on kickoff with 100% possession to the winner. So there's some data for you.
There we go.
Yeah, maybe so. I don't know. We'll have to dig into it, put our tinfoil hats on and go down that road. But we do have a little bit more to get into today. We have another one from Lead Soldier. Hot take says, tinfoil time, you can get worse versions of the same card. My team of the year, Mbappe, doesn't seem to have all the glitchiness of his base gold card and is always just thrown off the ball. I can't really speak to this because I haven't used team of the year Mbappe. I have used gold Mbappe and he's very fucking good still. Paul, have you had a chance to touch this one?
He's just not happy playing for Leeds. That's my theory. But no, I do feel like this is a real thing, because I'm forever buying and selling the same card. I do feel like I have had better versions of a card, but I do think that is down to the gameplay that you're playing in. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes you'll get a card, you'll use it, everything will be crisp, everything will be smooth, you're having a good run, things are great. And then when you're doing really well in weekend league and everything's, you start getting some really tough opponents and the gameplay is not so great, that $4 million that you spent on team of the season in Mbappe doesn't seem like great value when you think back and think, flipping heck, my player of the month used to bang him in. I think it is a more of an issue with the gameplay than the actual players themselves. But I have had that thought myself numerous times.
I think I've told you guys about one of my buddies that got me onto this mindset of buying cards, and he always would pay a premium for what he called a virgin card, one that was owned by several or one or two people or just more than that, but hadn't had any games played. So the card hadn't been used yet. So he would call them virgins. And he swears that they play better if you're the first one to use them. I don't know. I don't think there's anything to that. I think it all comes down to gameplay and RNG. But I don't know if you guys have different thoughts about that one. Matt, you haven't said much about this one.
Who said that? One of your friends, was it?
Mm-hmm.
I think you need to check his drive. He's talking about versions a bit too much there. But, yeah. I've thrown myself off now, what I was going to say. But I don't. Virgins. I can't attest to that specific example because I don't think I've had a card where I played a lot of a gold and then it went to team of the season or team of the year or something like that. But what I have found anecdotally throughout team of the season is quite a few teams I will play will have a smattering of gold cards in it and the rest of them are team of the season. So let's say three or four good goals like a CR7, Mbappe, Varane type stuff. And they seem to play unbelievably well. So whether they're onto something with their overall team rating and that's giving them a boost, so they're playing artificially better than they should do, we've been, you know, theorizing about that for years. I don't think it's probably any different now, but I do still see too many teams rocking gold cards that play way above what they should do for there to be absolutely nothing in it. You can guarantee those teams can afford to deck out their team with team of the season. They probably have cards in the club just waiting to be used, but they've purposely decided to go gold to keep the rating down. So not quite bronze benching, but something to that effect.
Yeah.
Mm. Interesting. We have some hate mail we need to get to before we close the show. And this one comes from, well, it says Big P Kid. It says he received a message saying, "You are trash." And he was up 3-0. And his opponent says, "You take the win. I just need midfield goals." Now he goes up 4-0. Guy's still getting pissed off saying, "Look at your team. Let me score, please." Calls him trash again. Then begs for mercy and says, "Please let me score. Please let me score." And he loses 10-1. He did get his mercy goal at the end. So GG's for that. That's just fucking pathetic. This guy's name, I think it was, looks like PlayStation. Upstate Scissors. Grow up, kid. The other one was sent in by Pompel. Now, Pompel, I don't know what you did to this guy to make him send you what he sent you, but
Pompel doing Pompel things.
Yes. Yes, he was indeed. I'm trying to see how many messages he got. He received, it looks at least 14 to 15 messages over a span of like 20 minutes. Leave, bum. Your ma is for the streets. You F fatty. Okay, so he's fat. His mom's for the streets. Your bum again. I don't even know what that is. Din mamas something. I think he's telling Pompel he sucks. He told him to perform a self-deletion.
You need to get Paul to read these out.
Yeah, go ahead, Paul. Take it over.
I had one last week, actually, and it made me laugh my head off. I think I might have posted it in the Discord. But somebody had done the fake gift to me. And I messaged him and I said, "Just be nice." He said, "Fuck off, you knee scab." And it proper got me. I said, "Fair play, that's one of the I messaged him as a fair play, that's one of the funniest things I've heard in a while." And it just got me. But yeah, fuck off your knee, scab. So yeah, we get some belters. Am I reading these? I'm a hunter.
Yeah, look at the one that's highlighted.
Stephen Hawking lookalike bum.
What the fuck is that?
You must weigh more than a car. M Fugger. Honestly, I hope you fall down the stairs head first.
What the fuck?
People like you should be banned from this game, you bum. Lonely Mofo. You have tits on your back, you fatty. Oh.
We need to get this guy on the show.
Why do people like you deserve to live? Bit harsh.
Whoa, bit harsh. Come on, man.
Bit harsh. Your ma should have swallowed you. The definition of a bum. Miserable fat bum. This guy's got a bit of an obsession with bums.
I know it.
Fruity bum. That's what you are.
Yep. There's another one.
You must be one of those LGBTQ bums.
Well, technically, they're all bums, yeah.
Honestly, ooh, your IQ must be negative.
That's impressive.
Time waster, waste man, bum. Oh my God, you donut. No IQ having a donut, you bum. Absolute bum.
God loves a bum.
Yeah, the guy's just angry.
Yeah.
And probably 12.
Yeah, but he sent some that...
Pizza face.
Yeah. Rat lookalike, you must weigh more than a car.
Does he know
miserable bum again? I don't know, but Pompeo, you need to let us know if you replied to any of these, because a guy just owned you in DMs. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That's pretty creative, to be fair.
Yeah, I liked some of those. Yeah. Some were a bit like, don't send that message. It just dilutes the quality ones, you know, but.
Yeah. The tits on your back was great.
Yeah, that was good. I liked that one. Your mom should have swallowed you. I liked that one.
Yeah. Should just put you on the sheets instead, you know?
Yeah.
Paul, I want you to know that I'm putting this in the chat. But before we close the show, I wanted you to know that I named my stadium that I built on the MLB The Show Yorkshire Tea Stadium.
I like it. I like it a lot. Thank you, Hunter. I feel Yorkshire as a whole salutes you, sir.
Appreciate it, sir. I'll share that in the Discord, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be it for this week. Paul, we're glad to have you back. Where can the people follow you?
Twitter? I don't stream anymore. I'm a fucking miserable old twat. I should get on stream a little bit more. But follow me on Twitter. Right foot. WRIGHTFUT. Right fucking foot.
Matt?
At Lando Matt on Twitter. Or you'll more than likely see me praying for Seria or God cards in the Discord.
Sounds good. You can follow me on Twitter at The Foot Hunter. You can follow the show on Twitter at Footballers Pod. And even if you do have tits on your back, you are welcome to join our Discord anytime. We welcome everyone, even the bums. We will catch you next week. Thanks for tuning in. See you.
Podcast Network.